Hello, and welcome to the Octagon Party audio series. Tonight's recap is Party Number 4, featuring the victory of Chris Bredigan. Tonight's audio portion is sponsored by Gillette. Gillette, fuck everything, we're doing 5 blades. Tonight you'll hear the guest commentary of Jake Zim, featuring Jason Gorman the Bookie, CP, Ryan Bone Armstrong, projections by Scott Dawson, and rambling mumblings by Alone Schwartz. Enjoy.
Are we doing all of that?
100, 200, 300. Why can't we do 1,500 like it would normally be?
Lay down the line.
So let's go around the room. So Dawson, who do you see sitting around the room that you like?
Got to go with the Honolulu Kid. The man's the one proven a winner.
We got odds going around. Dawson likes the Honolulu Kid. Alone, what do you see when you look at that odds table?
I'm not asking you. Get your head in the game.
Can I do a parlay?
Alone looking to get a little bit crazy. I want to do the proposition bets. Alone likes Phil. Over to Avery.
Like, the game.
Mark, Shimizu, Corsi, Gangsta. Observing the final table.
First time.
The final octagon of the night. Shimizu, who do you like around the table?
Special here. You know, I haven't seen Doug play too much tonight so far, but he's looking pretty strong, but looking confident. So I think I'm going to have to go with Doug tonight.
Goes with the hometown kid, Doug or not, Anderson. You came in second last week. Eunuch, Dave Manley, Chris Brettingen, Doug the Duggernaut Anderson, Ryan the Bone is dealing. You're out. Ryan's still in. Yeah?
Like 6 hours.
Yeah, it's a good one.
You gotta put this little wager down on the side.
Yeah, I'm gonna get there. Nathan Root from Chicago.
What up?
Says what's up to all his pieces. Nate, let's hear it for all your homies back in Chicago.
Yo!
Nice. Let's take a look at those odds. Moving around the same. Yeah, let's take a look at.
Who's taking it aside?
The racing form is out.
What? You're gonna lose.
We got an all in right here. Oh, Queens hits the aces. Marcus with the trip aces. He's got 3 tens versus 3 aces. Ace and queens. Ace and queens. Let's take a look at it. Aces, yeah. Aces and tens, beats. Yeah. Marcus wins that.
I want to put a dollar on a dollar.
Down goes Yusuf. What a hand. Ladies and gentlemen, it never ceases to amaze me here at the final table how crazy shit gets. Every time we get to the final table, the shit gets crazy. Marcus has set a new Dougie's Crib record going all in for the 4th time in a night. What's the odds on Marcus?
50 to 1.
I'll put a dollar on that. I'll put a dollar on Marcus. Give me $5 on Marcus. Give me $5. Can you handle
it? No.
What's up? Give me $10 on Marcus. $10 on Marcus. Where'd he go?
I got a buck on Marcus and a buck on Ryan.
A buck on this guy.
I'll take 10 on Marcus.
I got that.
Hey,
did Marcus?
Give me five. Will give you a bright flat. Just put the bet. Take half the risk. Marcus is taking five.
Buck on Marcus. Those are your odds.
I said before the hand.
Gorman goes back on his word. Gorman.
I just want to buy.
Gorman is a shady cookie.
$10 on Marcus. Did I get it or not?
That gave me a 50 when he took the pot, though. Dude, sorry, I took the pot.
Gorman plays a hard game.
Gorman's a shady bookie. Shady bookie.
6, 7, 8. Straight to heaven's gate. We got the Honolulu Kid. Ryan Bone Armstrong staying alive.
I'm not feeling fucking good right now.
He's not feeling good, but he's still alive. And that's what matters at the last table. King comes up.
I'm looking forward to fucking Bertrand's class tomorrow, motherfuckers.
LG at 8 o'clock in the morning.
LG, baby.
It's just an interview class. Come on. The big queen comes up. Yujun will take a deep breath. Yoon, that is. My bad. Sumizukashi. And Yoon will fucking rake that shit in like it's Thanksgiving weekend.
No, I was saying, look at all the sound.
Doug, pointing out the obvious.
Would you let me know?
You got flustered on the deal.
Pressure from the gallery. CP, let's take a look at who's at the table and tell me what you think.
I got 25-1 odds. Cormanius just put me up. 25-1 on Marcus.
25 now? He dropped it down from 50, huh?
But I'll tell you what, I'll take that because it's a long shot and I'm down with it and I like Marcus, but I'll tell you, the kid's deadly. He's always been deadly. He always will be deadly, and I'm sticking with the kid. That's my fucking gut.
Alone Sports, did you get your parlay?
I didn't get my parlay.
So what'd you get?
Why did you go piggy?
I'm gonna go with Marcus too on the 25-1. $2 on Marcus.
You got some action on that?
Yeah.
All right, looks like
25-1 odds on Marcus.
The action at the table is on Marcus. Marcus Berry from Newport Beach. He bench presses 109 pounds.
Listen to me right now. I'll
on a good day.
One odds on Armstrong. I'm taking 101. You want to do that?
I'll do 101 on
Armstrong.
I should do that.
Proposition bets flying around the table like hamburgers in the back of an In-N-Out.
He's the one housing the. Oh, he probably takes 101 loss.
If you open it up to me, you got to open it up to a bunch of people.
Fills out.
Here's another thing. Here's another prediction. Ryan's gonna have one more big hand before he goes out, and I think Gorman can shit himself if he gives me 101 odds. Dude, don't drink. I got 25-1 odds on him, dude.
10-1. Pretty big hand, says DC.
Huge!
1500. And he flips.
Ooh, it's ugly.
Sideways. Sideways. What does that mean?
I don't know what the thing is called. Spoon.
What's
Spoon? Silviera says it's called Spoon. We'll go with that.
Are you giving odds on each individual hand too?
Dude thinks about it.
Something. Oh, yeah, but I'm not.
Biting his right middle finger. You're still looking at him, pulling on his knuckles. Eugene's all in! Eugene is all in. He's up. Eugene is all in.
Hold on, wait for a sec. 340.
Yoon turns his chair around.
I know. Oh, look at this.
Like Fonzie on the happy days. Chris looks like he's calling. Chris probably has a high, unmatched ace queen. Manly? Still. Doug will call. Doug will probably call with an ace seven. King! That helps somebody. That definitely helps somebody. King on 4th Street. We're seeing a 3, 4, 6 and a king on 4th Street. We've got heads up play between Yoon and Dooge and Chris. Three guys left. Multi-way action. Manly burns. And turns, we see an ace. Ouch, ladies. Manly grabs his head, and he's just a dealer. What do we got, ladies and gentlemen? Queens. And Doug has five, and Yoon wins with Chad. No. Chris wins it, and we have our first member to leave the octagon table, Yoon Kim, ladies and gentlemen. Corsi, no less. CP the enforcer. Ryan certainly has his preference.
Gorman, who's the big money on right now?
Chris, what kind of odds we got on Chris?
That's
a good point. You want to do it?
Sure.
You can get a little call and commentary. Anybody want to interview the first guy out? You want to ask him a couple questions?
This is the first guy out.
Yoon. Yoon. First night, Chuggy's crib, poker, and you make it all the way to the final octagon. How's it feel?
It sucks. They just got knocked out.
Good point. That does suck. But you played like a man. Way to go. I want to get some money on Honolulu. Hey, Gorman. Ryan is down to his last gasp.
Alright, you want 100 or 100?
Ryan? I'll take 1,000 to 1.
How much?
I'll take 1,000 to 1 on Ryan.
Gourmandy.
I'll take 1,000 to 1, I'm asking.
But here's the deal. I'll take 100 to 1 since Gourmandy doesn't have the balls.
I tell you what, I'll take 5 to 1. Gourmandy doesn't have the balls to fucking take 1,000 to 1 bet.
That was great.
I'll take it.
That's great.
You're going to give me those odds?
There you go. Hey, Gorman. Come on, change the rules of the game, Gorman. Clean up your room, Gorman. This thing is on cash.
Jesus Christ, Ryan.
Haven't even set your clock up yet. Digital clock.
I'll take 100 to 1.
Just take 100 to 1 on Ryan right now.
Yeah, dude, 1,000 to 1.
1,000 to 1.
1,000 to 1.
Give me a break.
On a $20
bet, have a match, huh?
He's got to win my 1,000 to 1.
If I win my side bet,
1,000 to 1.
That's a quick buck, Gorman. That's parking.
10,000 to 1.
I've never seen.
I'll put $10 on it.
Who's fighting with Gorman? Still remaining in the game. Dave Manley looks like he has about close to a grand. Chris Brettingen looks like he's got about $4,000. Doug looks like he's got about $500. Phil goes all in with about looks like about close to 200, a little more than 200, 250. So maybe 250. Marcus has a chance to go all in on this one if he wants. Give him an offer, Gorman. Give him an offer. Gorman's tight with that bookie action over there. He's tight with it.
Oh!
5 comes up. Marcus of Queens.
Oh, he gets the heart!
And Marcus feels the heat knocking. Still, the Honolulu King goes down. Second time player Chris Brettingen comes in and knocks out the Honolulu Kid in Brettingen. Brettingen, my bad. Brettingen. Knocks the Honolulu Kid out. Phil, what did you have? What did Phil have? What did you have? Phil had three queens, and Chris had a full house. What did he have? A flush, that's right. He had a heart flush, knocking out. And he got it on the river, and he knocks the Honolulu kid out. Had it on the turn. Had it on the turn, thank you.
Wow.
No less dramatic, I might say. And there's a sort of a basically esoterical feeling amongst the crowd that justice has been served tonight, no matter who wins tonight. 10-1 on Doug. 10-1 on Doug. There's no three-peaters in this house. It looks like Chris Bredigan is clearly the chip leader here with about maybe $6,000, I would say. It's like finding out Santa Claus is a myth or the Easter Bunny.
I believed in him. I really believed in him. I don't believe in anything, but I believed in the kid. And right now I feel like a fucking kid that just found out Santa Claus isn't real.
And here we have the chip leader, Chris Bredigan. Does he want to say anything for his public out there?
I gotta go, no comment there. Thanks, Jay.
Wow, Bredigan keeps not only a poker face, but a poker voice. Take a break. What kind of bookie is Gourmania if he doesn't take bets?
He's a bookie for Halloween.
He's a bookie for Halloween. That's what he is. Jesus costume. I love it. All right. Beautiful. And they were did Jagged Geese take off or did he pass out somewhere? He took off, huh?
Who did you got out last? Oh, Phil.
That's right.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what?
Ah. Talking that smack. All right.
No, just.
That's good. That's good.
To him.
You did not last. You did not last.
You
bled a slow, miserable death. At least Phil fucking falls all out. You went all out with 20.
Oh, shit. A couple jacks and a lady. Spades down low. Doug turns him over with a king nine. Nothing there. 5-7. I don't see anything there, and so Doug will take a little bit of love. Manly, am I distracting you?
No.
Hey, CP.
Good. Makes you feel me. Hits the
porker. I had three queens. I went all in. I bet my money. I was a huge favorite. I just got hammered. Chris just hammered me. There's nothing I could do. The guy was, I don't know, you know. He just knew the flush was coming, and then he just killed me, even though I had a better hand.
Do you think having not played him ever before was a disadvantage for you, or did you feel like you had the upper hand?
No, he just had some connection to the spiritual world, and he just knew the flesh was coming. Yeah, he just killed me. There's just nothing I could do.
If you were to characterize some of the other players on the table and their style, how would you do so? Doug, for example.
Well, we got along with a lot of strong players here. Dave is my protege, really. I taught him everything he knows, and I'm expecting him to take home the money to bring me a little vicarious honor.
Sounds good. Honolulu Kid out number 6 at the Octagon table. He's at number 2. So we will have a new winner. So some people say justice will be served. We'll have a new winner. It could be a first timer. We've got one first timer at the table. We've got two second timers and a founder Doug and a founder Marcus. So let's see if we can squeeze in here a little bit. Let's see if we can squeeze in a little bit.
Can you agree that 5,100 is enough on the all-ins, right? Because it's wiped out
2,000. Executive decision here.
Yeah, I would say 5,100 blinds work.
Staying with the 5,100 blinds.
Good observation. Good observation. Good observation. That was a very good observation.
Marcus, look blind. One, two, three. Five players left.
Where you went
to bet? Give me that 21 on Doug right now. and I'll give you $5.
And you want to bet everything with everything else?
He's not going to win. I'll put $5 on Doug right now. What do you give to him? Yeah. What do you want to give him? 20 to 1? I'll give you 21 right now. I'll give you $5. Otherwise, I'll give you a buck for something crappy.
Can you speak for $5, Grant? What do you
give
me?
18.
Give me 20 from Florida for crying out loud.
You want
21? 21 on Doug. $5. Well, I get 21. All right, we took $5 on Doug or not. 20 to 1. That horse better fucking show up tonight. No pressure, no pressure. Doug, like a black widow, luring Marcus into his web. Doug could be bluffing here, but does Marcus have the nerds? CP's hedged. Gorman's probably sucked. Gorman's odds are no good. Gorman, I don't know what he's doing. I should be taking
more. Gorman, I'll take 20 to 1 and you have to pay the money again. Give me 20 to 1.
Ace Jack. Jack 6. And Marcus Berry finds a way to pull the sword out of the stone.
What fucking don't you get all fucking like?
Because he wants to see Marcus do well. Like that. No, Phil's not in the game anymore. Don't rub it in on the poor guy. Where do you got Marcus at now?
25 to 1's off the board now, Marcus.
Give me this, though. Give me Doug and Marcus as the last two. Give me something nice for that.
Is there a match?
Give me some Doug and Marcus. There's 5 guys left. Doug and Marcus the last two. Doug and Marcus is the last two. What do you want for that?
20 to 1 says you got to see 10 to 1. You got to pay money at the end of the night.
That's actually not a bad day. Gorman, if you think this shit is right. Give me something nice for Doug.
The only way you can not win money is to basically bet on Chris.
Yeah, right.
To support, I'm gonna have to.
I'm taking Doug and Marcus as the final two, 50 to 1.
I'm
putting $2 on it. $2 on it. I like that. They're old guys. They've been around forever. I'm going for the Doug Martin. I'm an exact but I boxed it, basically. So they can go either way. Yeah.
Let's put all person
on that. That's a good question. Yeah, I know. They, Marcus and Doug. Be nice to each other.
You put that one
in. What is that?
10-1 says you got it. You're in the red at the end of the night.
Right there. Come on, tell me. You
went all in a box.
I'm taking that at 50-1 on
no flushes.
There you go, Darren.
Marcus, yeah, that's unlikely.
That's some good money, Gorman.
What happened? I want to get Ace in the hole.
Just move it up to one and two.
Yeah, everyone's got chips. Yeah, yeah.
Guys, after next hand, we're going 100, 200.
And then at 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock, we're going to go 200, 400. It's 12:45 right now.
It's just happening. We're all in like every 10 minutes anyway.
No,
yeah,
they do. That's right. 100, 200 after this hand. Then at 1 o'clock, we're going 200, 400.
Let me just give this to you. This is out of that house.
What?
I just want to keep it.
Really? That's 25 minutes. 100, 200.
Now we can do this.
Why don't we just, I mean, wait to go to the next one.
We're down to the final five. Marcus Berry has just won another pot. I've got 50 to 1, $2 on a 50 to 1 that Doug and Marcus will be the last two. It's 12:45, and I also have a 20 to 1, $5 bet on Doug being the winner. So there's some money working here. What's that?
He wants to get like 50 bucks on 50 to 1.
It could happen. We could do it. Hey, I'd be a winner.
Norman, come on. What kind of action can I get?
There you go.
Jack's on the table. Utah. Manly. Manly checks. Six on the table. We're here. We are as far as we're going to go here. Aces. Two. Yeah, threes. Twos. Manly goes down. Neutral. And the heat continues between Bone and CP. It's 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Alright, Shaq and Kobe, you guys knock it off. Let's get back to the real action here. Money, we're talking Black Cities, Black Eyed Peas night on the felt. It's a concert. All across the board, except for the red ace. Little devil on the right side of your shoulder.
A lot of black hat right now. A lot of black hat.
Time being table. Usual.
I'm going to saw move it.
About 5'7". A buck 65. He likes it. Usual is always smiling. In fact, usual in Chinese means smiling. I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know if that's true.
We'll check that. We'll reference that later. The heat is on. Utrecht's in. Scott Burns. And he earns a six of hearts. Doesn't look like it does a lot. Utrecht is bust the felt. Chris will check. Money's in. What do we got, fellas? Utrecht ain't got Jack Johnson and he knows it. Chris. Utrecht with. Utrecht is done. Bluffs his way all the way out of the game. And ladies and gentlemen,
what did you have?
I got 4 to 1.
It's
not gonna lose.
It's no good.
No good.
Shouldn't have played it.
You were a little bit nervous, Purvis, from the beginning of that hand. Why did you feel like that was your chance to go all in? Why'd you feel?
I was trying to steal the blinds. No good.
Were you big blind? Little blind.
Big blind.
He was on the button. Oh, you said it was on the button. He was trying to skim the blinds. Gets knocked down. down to four. Manly. Bredigan. I don't know if anybody's won anything yet. Shmiz is probably making some bets. Duggernaut and Bredigan. Bredigan has never made it this far in the tournament. Doug, of course, runner-up last week, and Barry, a perennial favorite. Manly, of course, a first-timer. Yet playing like a true tried veteran. King, queen, and a five on the table.
Here's the deal. Ryan fucking bled to death from a little shitty paper cut, and he's bitter at me because I was rooting for my idol, the Honolulu kid, the whole night. And he's got an ego complex, and he wants to be the man, and he wouldn't fucking... He's not pumped that I'm fucking stuck on the kid.
Point well taken. Point well taken.
I'm telling you right now.
Give us a little commentary on the game.
Chris wins, I lose $3. Chris loses, minimum I make 10. Likely I make fucking 50.
Me too, dude. If Chris loses, I know one of these guys is going to win it from him. And I got some fucking... I mean, I'm talking about paying off a car payment. If Doug and Marcus... And Doug wins it all. It's good. So let's fucking keep that on the under. King on the other end. We got a sandwich kings, queen five and a ten.
We got a suicide king.
No suicide king.
Drifting somewhere out there.
Bredigan goes down.
Somebody's got it.
Is it St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, Dougie Fresh.
Dougie goes green. Doug goes all in. Ladies and gentlemen. Anderson goes all in.
Marcus Aurelius.
Dawson checks the numbers. Runs the regression line. Calculates the chi squared. Comes up with 575. Dude, you got him with that gum? Let's get that gum. It's all gone. Dude goes all in. Two-time high school All-American total. Oh, four. Can he beat that? Can't do it. Doug goes out. And now, Gorman, his testicle finally descends.
The reason why I didn't go in is for you. I was like, I'm going to go in. And you're like a good hand.
Doug.
Shit, dude.
A crowd favorite. And all of a sudden, it's the big hammer Bredigan. This is it. We've got the money ground.
Everybody's getting
got the money round. Everybody here is getting paid. Karen?
Do I get twice? Do you guys have
the cash on the other side? 50%. You know, 50-30-10 and take the whole lot. Yeah.
We're down to three. Cards are shuffled. Manly. Just like TV. Just like TV. MBA students.
Except Ryan's bitter still.
CP. CP. CP, why don't you guys just get in the fucking...
I'll buy in right now.
Yeah, CP, I'm buying right now.
I'll buy in.
Why are you buying in?
Octagon Party Record. National record, perhaps.
Marcus Brown is going to look at his cards. He's going to bet.
Karen will count. Utah sees the green on the table and almost vomits.
Looks down at
you. Know, like my initial strategy was to just ride it out until I can get third place.
Yeah.
Instead, I start betting like a madman. I smell good.
Third place is like a second in
power. Yeah.
We got 700? How much money we got, Darren?
It's 700.
700 even?
Yeah, but we gotta put out.
Take 70.
Hey, so what's the 10 on the count again?
$70? Is that what I said, Darren?
Thank God I covered my ass with me.
Darren?
Wow.
Dave.
What's his name?
Gorman.
No, Dave.
Give me $20 on Bredigan. $20 on breading. What do you want? Some serious money being passed around tonight at the Octagon party. Gorman is going to be making some extra cash, having won some very nice proposition bets. He's got at least $7 from me. We got 24 guys. Gorman could be pulling in an excess of $500. In fact, if Gorman just partakes every other Tuesday night in playing bookie at these things, Gorman could pay his way through dental school again. And then NBA program.
Yeah, I guess you're probably.
So you got third. 20%.
Unless you want $3 on
these large crispy. What did I say? 10%.
You're gonna give me an answer on that? $70.
Yeah, but is that what I said?
What? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I think so.
That is.
I was telling it.
67,
you still
don't know.
This is my last
problem. Yes, no. Who are you? We're asking. Even money.
No. 2-3.
What
did I say?
No.
7%.
Only one.
Earlier today? You said the other one.
No, it's like
20 bucks.
I'm telling you, let me just say that these military guys, all they fucking do is play poker in this town.
I think all they do is play poker.
Well, that's what they do after they play poker.
Marcus, you're how much was third?
70. Can you imagine?
So that was last week in 30.
Actually, you were here the first time, too. Right?
You took the house down?
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't supposed to speak house?
First
time.
I'm calling it a muscle play right now.
Muscle play? Redigan? Just going to knock him down?
Is that
the word?
He's not.
He's got some serious quan. Manly, working with an iron conscience.
15-30-10. You got $700.
Manly is clear. If Marcus grabs somebody else's beer,
yeah.
Dawson turns. Manly takes another peek, so he doesn't have a pair. This is Redigan. Redigan takes another peek. Let's check across. Turns, and a three down low. Manly jumps. Redigan knocks. Manly 200 to Redigan. Marcus shifts his chair. Breaking doesn't like it.
See, you don't need to take a blind. You guys, take this lesson. You just don't like hype up the night up. And you have to start to like it. What time is it? 5 more minutes.
CP likes the blinds. Clearly, Marcus likes the blinds. Marcus is on record for liking the blinds. We got any big numbers? Like, where's the 20? Let's get the 20.
How the fuck do we pull 700?
Spread it all out, too. Yeah, exactly. Fan it. So you know how to do it? Watch this.
Well, because he would, you're reversing what we were already in a trend. So what am I next?
Okay, all right. Okay,
four.
So he's
going to go first. Alone Schwartz. First time Octagon player. What do you think, man?
The game? Right now? I got Chris. All the way. Hands down.
Hands down. He's got Chris. Manly is an uphill battle.
Dealer X first. Small X first. Jake, I'm just calling.
Maybe four?
No, no, you're already in.
Maybe four.
How many rebounds at our table? Just me? Wait, who rebounded?
Pair twos on the table. Bailey looks. Twos. Four. And six. Got it. Three twos on the table. Manly. Canucks. Bredigan turns him over. No one. Jack wins. Jack Kennedy's.
A lot of money on the table there.
G.I. Dick.
Yeah. All right, Dawson. Time to bread again.
So Dealer, you're small.
Dawson, two-time high school All-American dealer. Back in Florida, where it really counts. Bread again is good. They were doing Dawson Burns. Oh, there's some money on the table.
Okay, it's fine. Chris is for you.
Chris will check and we'll put him to play this game. There's Dave. Chris doesn't like it. And Dave will take a little nibble. Alright. 2 minutes, Phil. 2 minutes?
I got money on.
Dawson earns lunch money. Yeah. $350 and $210 A new Octagon party record.
Yeah, we're getting it, dude. We're gonna buy it.
Who came in third place? Barry. Barry wins a good $70 tonight, which he'll definitely reinvest in something.
He won $20.
Oh, because he lost some. That's right, you got the number right. Yeah, Marcus, you're buying stuff at Sky Tacos.
Nice, Chris.
Red again.
Monster, this monster.
The nine high. Should be a bar near campus. Phil, are we there? Time we got. 1 minute. Next hand, blinds are going 2-4. Next hand, blinds are going 2-4. Yeah, maybe. He always says the same thing. I love it.
Really makes first move.
I know. It's the kids, you know that.
You should take some kids' lessons. Kids doing lessons, baby.
They raise the blinds.
Yeah, 2-4.
I'm like a crazy fan.
That's good. 5, 2 on the table. Not a whole lot going. Manly checks. Bredigan. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. A 3 on the table. Possible straight. Dawson calls it out. Manly contemplates. He checks. Bredigan Wiggles and Piggles for 2. Manly's in.
Sixes. And Manly stings in it. Getting some Reese's Pieces.
Still here, right?
Manly's got to feel good right now. He's got Bredigan on the ropes. Manly with a bit of a silo himself. The cards are hot.
Chris, you get first move.
Bredigan for 200. Manly pushes for 2. 5-6 deuce on the table. Bredigan's in. Toss him up. Burn. And another 2 on the table. 2s on 4th Street. Bredigan's got to have a mixed unsoded.
You guys put a check?
No, they're not there yet. Okay, they're going to keep it low. King could help.
They said we need more purples. Check.
Really, checks?
3 purples.
Oh, no.
8-9.
That is good. Ace High takes it. Manly, it's like a big chocolate chip cookie and he's nibbling away.
Or maybe I'm beginning to worry.
200, 400.
That's Balls Mania.
Cormania. Who's got a day? Who has Dave?
Get a quote from Dave.
Dave, you want to raise?
How many people are there? How much money is on Dave?
So. There's a few bets, 4 few bets.
So maybe like $10. Maybe $10. There's about $10 on Dave, and there's got to be pretty good odds. Got to be pretty good odds.
Oh, yeah, they should be.
Redican? Isn't here for the second straight week for nothing. The kid was raised in the school of poker.
Ace high,
and Manly continues to nibble. Very reminiscent of last week when the Duggernaut stepped into the final 2, head, shoulders, knees, and toes in front of Phil, the Honolulu kid.
Who's leading?
You, Phil.
Let's just say
second place.
Be brave.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
the first
place loser, but still go home 2 points. Both guys gotta feel good.
Raise 300.
Manly raises 300. It's like Colby and that chick on that second Survivor. Manly is doing some things over here.
200, 400.
And I think we may have a new chip leader at the table. We may have a new chip leader at the table. Dave Manly.
How many did you get? How many odds?
Veteran.
5 bucks? 5.
Alan's favorite number. He likes to hit it doggy style. Or 69 it if she's all about it. Dawson loses it. Dawson loses it.
Then the cards go flying.
Don't look at me. I told you. I don't come here to play.
Come here to watch.
Jack status. Pretty empty. Pair of fours. And Manly. Unbelievable. This chocolate chip cookie, ladies and gentlemen, is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Dave.
I'm favoring Corey in this matchup.
Folding?
Huh?
Now this is an interesting strategy here by Manly going out that early after a couple big wins. The Lions are saying we're 5 minutes here. We're good. Plenty of room. Yeah.
Why don't you take out the bet?
Checked.
Check means it's the same.
Yeah, same. No. So you have a Johnson raise.
Alright, now I'll raise.
Manly raises. Manly is married, I think. Right? Yeah, he is. So he's got a wife.
Oh, sorry. Oh, okay.
Give me James.
He's got a phone over there.
He's feeling the money. So it's my bet now, right?
It is your bet, yeah.
He's gonna be able to.
No, I've been so nervous for his tonight.
8-5. Manly raises 200. Chris doesn't like it. Manly. And Chris is skiing backwards on his heels like a little girl going down a hill. Manly chipping away. 5.
2-1.
Here's the deal. Gorman, you gonna give me odds on Chris or what? Are you a bookie or not? Answer the question, yes or no.
Take 2-1 odds.
Are you a bookie?
Yes.
Are you gonna give me odds on Chris right now?
Yes.
4-1, 5-1. Give me 5-1 on Chris.
No.
Say something there, Marcus. Talk to him.
Talk to you, CT.
You sound like you're fucking.
This is Marcus.
Alright, we're back to the action. Our sideline reporter, CP. Dave doesn't like it. And Brennigan moves back within striking distance.
It's
a Trojan dealer uniform. Trojan dealer uniform. One and ten in the morning of Wednesday, November 5th, 2003. We're here at Dougie's Crib. Let's go around the room. We got Bone, Alone, Holstermania, Darren, Dave Silviera, Utrell, Alan Young.
Generally, you have to raise.
We've got Dave Mann. Got Mike Abramson, Nate Root, Phil Prentice. I'm Jake Zoom. Scott Dawson throwing the bones. Jason Gorman taking the bet. CP playing with the Rubik's Cube. Marcus, where in the world goes a wild man? We got DC, Mark Shimizu, and of course at the table, Chris Bredigan and Dave Manley. At 110, Dave Manley rolling. Yeah, 300, 600 in 5 minutes, 150.
I really want to take the money.
3-6. Ian, you played against these two guys. Who do you think is the superior technical player here?
Very technical player. Phil. Yeah,
Phil's
out.
Phil and
you. Phil and you, says dude.
Okay. Believe it.
Okay, I'm giving you guys some guns.
Just don't.
I think it's a press play.
Manly.
Much common fellas.
There's an interesting bond between Manly and Phil. Phil claims that Manly is his protege, and there's certainly some extraterrestrial sort of relationship between the two of them. Utah wants a side bet.
What do you want? What do you want? Utah depends on what you want.
Yeah, that's right. Abramson knows there's always a
chance to raise.
No. Manly decides to stay. So we'll never know exactly what was underneath. But Bredigan
600, 300
some sort of inner peace. Bredigan has definitely been winning because of his cool under pressure strategy.
I'm 600.
Okay. Manly,
you 600, you 300. 600 to you make
sort of pretend not to know what he's doing, but in fact is quite a distant player. Or maybe he's just a gambler.
Cocks and balls.
Actually, 400 to stay in.
Transparent the purple.
Serious cash here. Net present value of this hand. We'll see it. Obviously did not hit his hurdle rate. We've got a tuna fish sandwich, ace king, splits with a 10. Again.
Raises
300.
Quiet, dude. They're quiet. French
tuna fish sandwich open face. Jack 5, 4, 8.
Ace, king, jack. Ace, king, jack, deuces.
Ready again for 4. Manly calls. Ace. 5-9-6 ace. Bredigan checks.
There's no lotion over there.
Quiet in the gallery.
Ooh.
Ace on the table. A pair of aces. Manly on the button.
Who's got the ace?
Check. Bredigan checks.
Owen David.
And we'll see him.
Pair of fives.
pair of fives can't touch the sixes. Red again. Back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. It's a game of tug of war. Red again. 5'10", maybe a 185. Manly. Slim, 6 foot, a 177 with wet clothes. A 5, 9, 8. We've got a river coming. Nope. Manly doesn't want to see the river.
Sounds good, man.
Say that.
300, 600.
I don't see any balls.
You know, we're ignoring him. They can always make a deal if they want.
Scott, wake up over there.
Guys, too many voices. Focus on the game. Focus on the game.
No, they break even. That's a
check.
We can't have that. You can get a couple bucks.
I think it goes without saying that tomorrow, either Chris or Dave is sporting everybody's lunch at the law school. Open face tuna sandwich, 3-9.
Dave,
Bradigan.
Dave,
check.
Bradigan.
Queen on.
Queen. And man,
you bet the flush draw.
I don't know.
Here comes the river. 6. Bradigan takes another peek. He eyes it. He tries it. He buys it. He buys it for a 2-ger. Two girl on the table. Ooh, he muscles. And our first real muscle move of the night. Our first real muscle move of the night. Alright.
Start acting like every 5 minutes having you like card as a wild card. And eventually like all cards in the deck will be
CP, we don't taint the tradition of the game
race
by adding a wild card.
Taint everything.
You like the taint, huh? The taint is just... Oh shit, we're getting heated. Want to see a flop? We got a dog.
You gotta say one last yell for the last
King 4 tuna fish.
Save it up for the last game.
Chris,
me.
Dave's call. Dave will check. He's content to play with the cap. Chris, looking to flex. Isometric. Dave, hypotenuse. It's a boy. Bet again for half a good. 500. This could be it right here. Ladies and gentlemen, pull it slow. We got a 3 on the table. King, 2, 4, jack, 3, Dave, Manly goes all in.
420. It's all in.
Is he all in? It's Manly all in versus Chris Redigan.
How much is slipping?
This is Jack's Kings 3. We got Trish, and ladies and gentlemen, we've got a winner.
Give it up.
ban the game
again. Can you get $210?
All right,
$210, Dave Manley, ladies and gentlemen.
What happened on the side? How much was the
total pot? Was $700, $350 the first, $210 the second.
No one bet on you.
Dave, great game, man.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say on record here? As to how it felt coming in second there, first night out of the crib, you played a hell of a game. What happened in the end?
I learned a lot from Chris, I think. You know?
Cool.
Showed me how it's a class player plays, you know?
So you're taking...
And I like to give some credit to my coach, Robert Spilkrantz. Yeah. So, sort of like my Jedi master.
I can see that. I think the crowd feels that.
Yeah. I had to take him out, you know? We had to take Vader out. Same sort of thing.
Exactly. Sort of the Freudian passing of the generational torch. Yeah. Dave Manley, ladies and gentlemen, second place. Good work. All right, then. See you tomorrow. Good times. Fantastic player, as well as a dealer here. You dealt the final hand. What was your feeling? You were the closest to the table. What was your feeling about the way it was going to go?
I had no idea Chris had the double jacks down below. He played it great. I have no clue.
He's really got an incredible poker face, doesn't he?
Certainly does. Certainly does.
It just goes to show personality is what makes a game. And it doesn't hurt to have a top-notch dealer like Scott Dawson, ladies and gentlemen. We'll make sure to hook him up. All right. Let's get our last. Yeah, I might get home early tonight, actually. 1:30. Let's get Chris here. Chris. You cast? How's it feel holding the cast in your hand?
It's a big win, man. It's a big win. I'm still surprised I took down the heat right here with Phil, but I'll take it, man. It's a big win.
In the end, you came into the final table with such just a mammoth amount of chips. What was your feeling coming in? Did you know you're going to run steam all these guys?
I actually don't think I did come in with that many chips. There's definitely people with more chips, but worked out well at the beginning.
Let's see what's going on. What's it?
Gorn Media came in fourth place at plus $10 today. The only other guy in the red.
Gorn Media made $10. How much of that is my money? $7. Fucking A. Good times. Gorn Media, excellent work. Always good to have somebody coming out on top. That's good. All right.
Balance sheet recording on that. Give us some of our totals.
Some of our totals for I'll give you the DCF MPV. 350 for first place, 210 for second place, 70 for third place.